Speaking during a consultative meeting of the Joint Military High Committee in Khartoum that brought together officials from parties in the transitional government, Peirce reiterated the UN's call on the government and armed groups to fully implement the Juba peace deal and prepare for the safe return of refugees and internally displaced persons. Peirce praised both sides for jointly forming a committee tasked with monitoring a permanent ceasefire under the security arrangements provision of the Juba peace deal. But the UN official says he remains concerned about the continued violence in many parts of Darfur, describing the situation there as fragile and requiring more efforts to realize stability in the region. He expressed the UN mission's commitment to give technical support to the two parties so that joint forces can be deployed in the region as soon as possible.
I know that you're full of hope and capability, which has been shown during the Sudanese December Revolution that inspired many young people beside the Juba Peace Agreement. UNITAMS remains committed and ready to support this Sudanese vision.
Peirce vows to work with all concerned parties to achieve stability and protect civilians and to be involved in all activities of the Sudanese people, especially women, so that they can play an active role in laying the foundations of security and stability in Sudan. Speaking at the same event, Major General Salahuddin Merghani, chairman of Sudan's Joint Military High Committee, which is monitoring the ceasefire, says a lack of funds has delayed the deployment of joint forces in Darfur region, but he expressed the readiness of Sudanese government's forces to be deployed, saying any possible technical support would be an advantage.
We are in high readiness to move on and be deployed anywhere, anytime, taking wise advices and lessons learned, and also I am sure that our elements are hopeful to gain experiences and skills because they know well that the nationals, locals, IDBs, refugees are eager to get back home safely, move free and feel stable, secure doing normal activities.
Suleiman Sandal, deputy head of the joint committee who represents the armed forces, says technical support is crucial. He says the full implementation of the Juba peace deal remains the only way to achieve stability in the region.
There are clear articles which speak of the importance of seeking technical and financial support, and I believe they play a major role in this regard.
Nimir Abdulrahman, the governor of North Darfur, says the deployment of joint forces will help the region realize economic development. He called on UNITAMS and other friends of Sudan to continue offering them support in order to fully implement the Juba Peace Agreement.
The full implementation of the security arrangements, especially in Darfur, will create a conducive environment that provides a secure environment where peace and stability prevail. This will help us as governors in the region in expanding development.
The agreement stipulates that 12,000 joint forces be deployed in Darfur to help maintain security and allow refugees and IDPs to return in their villages. Repeated intercommunal clashes have occurred in many parts of the Darfur region ever since the UN and African Union ended their joint peacekeeping mission in December last year. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.